Welcome to Daily Shots, your daily dose of the Word of God from the Verbum Dei Catholic Missionary Family.
Oh, if today you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And all I have is yours, and all you have is mine.
A blessed Thursday to all. This is Joy from your Verbum Dei family in Cebu, Philippines. Let me start with a question. How would you feel if you were to know that the world would end? Today's Gospel from Luke chapter 21 verse 20 to 28 touches on this subject, and it reads, Jesus said to his disciples, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is at hand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains, let those within the city escape from it, and let those in the countryside not enter the city. For these days are the time of punishment, when all the scriptures are fulfilled. Woe to pregnant women and nursing mothers in those days, for a terrible calamity will come upon the earth, and a wrathful judgment upon this people. They will fall to the edge of the sword, and be taken as captives to all the Gentiles, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud of power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand." When I first read this passage, it seemed like something out from the book of Revelations, and images of the end of times came to my mind. Wars, diseases, disasters, mass destruction, death and chaos everywhere, darkness. The thought of it does cause fear and anxiousness in us. However, inasmuch as it scares us, it also fascinates us. And maybe that is the reason why numerous movies have been made depicting how the world might end. At the same time, throughout history, there have been countless predictions made as to when the world would end. At the top of my head, I could recall two instances in my entire life when the world was supposed to end. Around the 90s, there was word going around that if we write Higugmaa ang Diyos, Kahadluki ang Diyos, which translates to love God, fear God, and our doors, then we would be spared from the wrath of God. Very much like how God saved the Israelites' firstborn when they marked a lamb's blood above the doors in order that Yahweh will pass over them. Then, December 21, 2012, was supposed to be the end of the world according to the Mayan calendar, and yet here we are. In truth, nobody knows when the world will end. In Matthew chapter 24 verse 36 it says, "But about that day or hour no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." So if only God knows when the end will be, why do people still keep speculating when and how it will happen? Why is the idea of the end so scary to us? If we think about it, all these signs, wars, sickness, catastrophes, death, have been happening since time immemorial. We don't even have to worry about the end of the world as we know it, because for sure, our own time in this world will end. I'm reminded of the parable of the 10 virgins in Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 to 13. Where there were 10 virgins waiting for the bridegroom. Five of them were wise, for they took oil in jars along with their lamps. The other five did not prepare any additional oils, so while waiting for the bridegroom's arrival, the foolish ones ran out of oil and had to go and buy, thereby missing the arrival of the bridegroom, where they were then shut out from the banquet. The last line of the parable says, "Therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour," which is similar to the previous reading. In prayer, I understood there are two things we need in order to face the end, the world's or our own, whichever comes first. We need preparedness and faith. As Christians, we believe there is life beyond our time on earth, and that we are here temporarily. We also believe that one day the Lord will come again to judge us based on what we have done in our lifetime. This is recited every Mass in the Nicene Creed. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And towards the end, I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. However, the devil has been busy tricking us, and his greatest lie is to make us believe we still got time, when actually, neither he nor anyone knows except God himself. This life distracts us from using this life in preparation for the eternal life that awaits us. So instead of building our relationship with God, we build our wealth, our name, we fortify our pride, and chase after our worldly desires. Instead of loving, we compete with each other and try to get ahead as much as we can. In John chapter 17, verse 3, it says, "Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Therefore, our main goal in this life is to know God, to know Jesus Christ, to accept Him in our life, and to emulate His ways, so we become His presence in this world. It does not mean, of course, that we have to forego work or other pursuits, but we have to put God as the first and foremost in our life. Thing is, we live our lives as we want, and only think of God when we feel our time is almost up. We put God last instead of first. With the pandemic, it really made me reflect how fragile and unpredictable life is. In the news and in our Facebook feeds, we see not just the old dying, but even the young, healthy ones, the prime of their lives. It made me ask myself, if my time is now, am I prepared to face God? Have I lived my life loving others as He had? Have I invested my life for what it's lasting? Or, like the five foolish virgins, will I panic and hustle in the last minute? What if I won't even have the luxury of a last-minute preparation? How about you? How prepared are you to face God? In today's Gospel, Jesus said, "But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand." If we have prepared well, perhaps the thought of the end won't seem so scary. In fact, we might even face it with a sense of joyous anticipation, because finally we will meet God face to face, our Beloved. Just like the saints and the martyrs, their sufferings were inconsequential to them, and death is but a portal, for they have set their eyes on what lies beyond, eternal life with Christ. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.